मानेगा तो नहीं उसको जरूर डिस्टर्ब करेगा। जाओ जाओ उधर बैठो बैठो। When I read anything, any book, all these subjects, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, what Rupa Goswami is writing, especially Rupa Goswami. Now where is Bhakti Vinod Thakur? What he wrote? Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written same thing as Rupa Goswami has. And Rupa Goswami has told what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired in his heart. So always reading, chanting, remembering all these things. Krishna killed Putana. Very common thing. What is this? Behind anything? Anything in this? Very, very deep things out there. What is there? Krishna shocked her breast and she was killed. What is that there? Oh. She came only in the shape of mother. And he told once, and oh baby, oh baby, oh you are my Krishna, my son, I want to give you milk. Only this little, very small note Krishna took and gave him Golok Dham. Like a mother, not mother, like mother. Krishna is so merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same. He is doing anything. Anyone cannot realize all these things from outwardly. Why he is going to forest? From forest he is going to Vrindavan. Why? It is a natural, common thing that he was going from Puri to. But how it was special? He was chanting Hare Krishna and tigers and bears and deer. In the way they were lying down and they were touched by this and heard and at once chanted. I everywhere saw your miracle. Everywhere I saw.
Don't embarrass me, I will hide.
I saw, when I reached Miami, oh, I saw your miracle, your disciples then preaching. And also, Costa Rica. Caracas. Also, I heard from where? Peru and Colombia and all countries. Argentina also? You have done? His life is preaching. And Krishna has given him a very sound health. And voice also so solid. When he speaks like roaring like clouds.
Thunder. He's sweet like sugar.
Huh?
He's sweet like sugar.
Yes. We were friends in India, but I never knew like this that, oh, everywhere you are preaching. Krishna should give you more life that you can preach. Some disciples met me. I told that, feel any difference between myself and Paramadvaiti Maharaj. You can come to me very freely, like you meet Paramadvaiti Maharaj. I will help you as much as I can do. And I help them. I told everywhere that we are like one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no difference. It may be some difference of words, no harm. Even ISKCON leaders, they are opposing me everywhere. But I told that all of our family. In family there may be some problem, no harm. And I am like in family old person, so I should have love to all. It may be some cause of any. Yeah. Anything of being different, but it is nothing.
But some friends have asked about women. They read in the books that women are less intelligent.
No. Women has more intelligence than males. More. Not one time. I think lakh times for bhakti. Lakh times. They have naturally some love and affection, though it is covered, and now it is covered with lust. But there is, and that is why you know that 5 Pandavas were there, but Draupadi was more near and dear to Krishna. No? There were so many persons in Dwarka, but only Satyabhama, Rukmini were. And other 8 were most prominent to love Krishna. In Braj, all were so many persons, male, female, all. But Gopi's prem was highest. So Krishna has given this gift to females. And that is why male are attracted to females. They are more something, love and affection. And if they are purified, their heart is purified, they can preach more than males, like Janakama Thakurani. She preached so much. Hemlata Thakurani. They preach. Only by the construction of body, we don't allow them to go everywhere. But their heartly mood is so high. A male can order his mother, though he is old, mother, give me a glass of water. And even a small sister, sister, give me a glass of water. He will not give. And this is called service. seva.
Serving attitude.
Attitude. With love and affection. We see in hospitals, there are so many male nurses also and female. But female work more. So tendency, we want love and affection. And this is naturally in them. But some mixing was lust and moho. Moho means?
Illusion.
If it is
removed,
oh, it will be very high. We also want to be like gopis. Mahaprabhu, always in the mood of Radhika. Gadadhar male, but he was in mood of Radhika. All the associates of Mahaprabhu. And what we do bhajan? What is the aim? Oh, we want to follow gopis. Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu was not satisfied by male service. So in the last, he became anangamanjari. And then he was satisfied. So don't think that we are low and less intelligent. In India, the rulers were Indira Gandhi and so many. In also England, Margaret who?
Margaret Thatcher.
Hillary Clinton.
Also, you know that an office girl guided
Clinton.
Guided. You should not think what? Hinsa ka bhav nahi aaye.
With an inferiority.
But you should not give up your humility. Oh, yes, we are very humble. They are male are doing so much. So try to respect, give and serve and help them.
What's the real meaning of bhajan and how do we apply it for life?
What?
The real meaning of bhajan and how to apply it to life.
Bhajan means service. To serve Krishna or Mahaprabhu, to serve Brajavasi, to serve Gurudev, to serve devotees. From here it began. To serve devotees and Gurudev first. Serve all the words of Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam. Have a strong faith on Guru word, Bhagavat word, and Vedas, Upanishad, and Srimad Bhagavat word. First, it begins from here. So, this first thing comes, oh, desire to serve Krishna. By doing so, first it will come that we will be happy. If Krishna will be happy by serving, then by his happiness, we will be happy. This is the bhajan, beginning from here. Shraddha means to desire to serve Krishna. From here it is. If I am telling that, oh, give a glass of water, but you are denying, and doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, is it bhajan? Ruined. Understand this? If Guru has told a disciple that you should do bhajan always chanting, remembering, worshipping and reading books, you should go on. But when Guru comes and he has no pranam to Gurudev, is it bhakti? So bhakti begins from here. And at last, our aim is that after giving it this body, we will realize soul, and by that soul, we will serve Krishna like gop and gopi. This is bhakti. So it has been called Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasimanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Sakhatmanivet.
Also another topic was whether we had fallen from the spiritual world or were never there and were trying to get
there. I have told so many things. We have not fallen down. But it has been told. We should try to. Where it has been told that Krishna Bhuli says, you anadi bahirmukh. What is the meaning?
The jiva has forgotten Krishna and become averse to Krishna from time immemorial, time without beginning.
Then what is this meaning? Immemorial time?
Forever.
So, not from there. It is absurd, quite absurd. But for beginners, we must tell this. And if you are not telling, but word meaning, worldly one meaning, will tell that, oh, sometimes they were serving and after them they have come. But actually this is not.
Since we have free will. Since we have free will, at some point we must have made the decision, I don't want to go with Krishna, I want to go to the material world.
No, this not. Krishnera tatastha sakti bheda bhed prakash. Jivare swarup hai nitya Krishna das. This should come out there, first thing. That all the souls are by their
constitution.
They are eternal servant of Krishna. By constitution. But tatastha sakti bheda bhed prakash. They have come from tatastha sakti. Where is tatastha sakti? In marginal line of Vaikunth and this world. Not there. There is no marginal line in Golok Vrindavan. So come to this point, this is main thing.
So when we're in the marginal area, we...
When not, we have come from that marginal line, from Karnabdishai Vishnu.
So could we have made the decision in this Atasta that I want to go to Vaikuntha instead of coming here?
You can tell like this, but the... Also, it is not fact. What is the fact? When you will go and realize, then you will realize. Realization is one thing. And by word, it is telling, oh, it is another thing.
So, but why am I here suffering?
But by tatastha sakti, you have from eternally, you have forgotten that I am not servant of Krishna. When you came out from Karnabdishai Vishnu, then at once you will see that world and this world. And first glance where you see, you will come there. So from their marginal land, so many jivas were liberated. Yogmaya gave his power. And those who saw here, saw means, what is the meaning of saw? See.
Okay.
There are two meanings. To look and to wish both. Saw aikhata. There is a word in Vedas. Upanishad, Sa Aikata. He looked. Look means to see and to desire. Here desire. If I am saying to him like this, I am desiring something. By desire this, at once Satasa Shakti began to work. Lakhs and lakhs souls coming out, sometimes some here and some there. After this, माने इसके अतिरिक्त और कुछ आप अभी यहाँ पर कल्पना नहीं कर सकते. Isn't here. We will only. We should accept the theory of Vedas, Upanishads and Bhagavatam and what Mahaprabhu has told, Krishna has told. You should not worry for that. What is the name of your father? You will have to depend on your father. Father and mother. You cannot discover that, he is my real father. Can you? Only mother can tell that your father is that person. And you will have to accept this. Is there any other way to know your father?
Now they have DNA testing.
But
but then you have to test every man in the world.
So we should accept very easily Shastra and Guru, Vaishnava world. And we should try to now to know who is Krishna, why it can do. And when you will be some matured, automatically you will realize all these things, that from where you have come and what is your duty and how you will be happy. Everything very easily. There was a fire in a house. You began to search that from where this fire came. And in the meantime, in 15 minutes or half an hour, you could not search the reason, and you are asking others. Then any person, intelligent person, told that don't keep your this. Bring water and call all to extinguish. So now over it is. Shastra has told like this, we should accept and do bhajan.
As you know, this is a big topic and controversy, so I think the answer you just
It is not so big problem for us. Big from beginning. No, not now. The problem is that how to serve Krishna and how to please Krishna and how to be happy. For Prahlad Maharaj, never a topic like this. Any associates of Mahaprabhu. Even I have seen that. For me, never it became a this. Because I trust my Guru, so never.
I have a question. Recently I was reading.
You should tell about this so that easily they can understand.
Recently I read in the Krishna Sanghita, in the introduction of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he's trying to make Vedic history harmonize with what scholars say about it. Then he says, well, it doesn't really matter. You can take it the scholarly view or you can to take is the Puranic way of view. Or like in another, in the Bhagavad, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, they have the hellish planet, the Naraks, they can be taken like the figuratively, like symbolically.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that sometimes the acharyas take a different approach. Sometimes they say you should accept it just every word it says in the shastras, and others are more open, and like in this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they say, it doesn't matter so much, just go to the point. How would you explain that?
We take it like that. Vyas has done so many shastras. He has divided Vedas. He has written so many Purans, Mahabharata, but he was not satisfied. When he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, he saw in his trance Srimad Bhagavatam, and then he was satisfied. So we should think it that this is complete Srimad Bhagavatam. No, we will not take the any siddhanta of other Puran. We will always be satisfied with Srimad Bhagavatam. So what had been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is true to full. No? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written so many books. But last book is Jaiva Dharma. Very authentic. What he has told in Jaiva Dharma, it is more authentic than any book he has written. What you told book?
Krishna Sanghita introduction.
He was first book like. First book he wrote. So Jaiva Dharma is more authentic than that. He only touched some points of worldly scientists and others in that. But in Jaiva Dharma, complete theory is there. So for anything, for any siddhant, you will look after Jaiva Dharma, what he has told. He has told so many things, you cannot imagine. He has defined it, Mahabhav. What is Mahabhav? Very fine. You cannot see even in Bhaktir Swami Sindhu, though this is Bhaktir Swami Sindhu, but in Jaiva Dharma, when I read, I think how glorious this book is. So, it may be some defect in that book. What do you? I know there are some defects in that. We don't take it so much as we take Jaiva Dharma. There are so many defects in Puran also, and that is why they are not Amal Parman. No? Not Amal. We take some Praman from them. From Garuda Puran, from Brahma Puran, wo Krishna ke lila jisme hai. What? Nahin. Brahma Purva, Garga Sanghita. All, we take so many things, but we never accept like Amal Praman.
Immaculate evidence.
No. Something is that Subal Sakha cursed Radhika and Radhika cursed them. Oh, in Golok Vrindavan, how to curse? Curse cannot come. There are so many things. So, we don't take evidence that book. Krishna Sanghita, no? Not so much. Only sometimes when needed. There are some things. Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote something like that. if he will take whole, then it will come like this with Jaiva Dharma.
Contradiction.
As we take Chaitanya Charitamrita written by and another
Murari Gupta.
What is that?
Chaitanya Charita.
But it Prabhupada has not accepted authentic, full authentic. But he has taken something. We can quote something. But authentic is Chaitanya Charita. Chaitanya? Oh, not so much. Authentic, most authentic Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No wrong, nothing. In them something, what that is Gauranga Nagari, it's something there. But these books are in Brahma Vaivarta, in Gauranga Sangita. Oh, so many pastimes of Krishna has been given. And Sahajya depend on them, but we never. We depend on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Then, Maharaj, it just comes to my mind, if we do not rely on the Purana and the story of Subal cursing, being cursed, then what is our story if we have to give
Krishna wished that we should go and make a very good pastime that all will hear, and through that hearing we will go in the heart of the devotees and quickly there. And if we, it is for very beginners that he goes, they want to know some reason, cause. But real cause is not there. Krishna came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish Yuga Dharma. It is true, but not true to extent. For beginners it is true. Krishna came to establish Yuga Dharma and to kill all the demons. It is not true. No? But for beginners people tell that it is true. They cannot realize that thing. He came only to relish the love and affection. This is no harm, this is like laughing and joking. Meeting with so many devotees, especially Maharaj. I am so lucky to have his association.
Maharaj, worry, there is any qualification for Radha, for faith, or I ask, there is any qualification or any special cause to develop Radha, real Radha? I asking you this because from at the beginning, when we get in touch with Srila Prabhupada, or maybe someone that right now for the first time is getting in touch with you, that first beginning is very fluent, there is no obstacle. But when someone is already, someone already gave his heart, to give his heart for the second time, like someone that already knows something and goes to a new teacher, the teacher is going to say, for you is double price because we have to take away all what you have, then give a new thing for you. In that sense, I would like to know if Sraddha, there is any qualification for Sraddha, for faith, there is any qualification, or there is any special condition for the pure development of that real Radha.
You understood? Tell me what, or you should answer anyway. What is his question?
It's very long.
You want me to speak slowly?
No, he has understood.
Basically, the question is, how can one develop Shraddha, especially if one has already given one part to a teacher, to a guru, and then he has to again find another guru? How to develop that Shraddha?
You mean that he was disappointed in the first teacher?
No.
The essence of the question is.
You are thirsty. Suppose you are thirsty, no? And you went to searching water. A person gave you water, no? First, to whom you went, oh, please give me water. Or he saw you that your lips are dry, and really you want water. And what he was water in his house, water was not so clear, it was some warm, some little, and not so fresh, not so sweet. He gave you, and at that time you took it, and you, oh, now I'm satisfied. But water was somewhat warm and not so fresh and not so sweet. After that you met any person and you wanted to, you were not fully satisfied, so you went to anyone other. And here very sweet water. And it was so sheetal.
Cooling
also. And he has mixed some very sweet thing and you took. And you are satisfied. Now you can compare that water was best or that this water is best.
Because
you can realize Krishna has given this intelligence. No? So first you went to any devotee. And he told that you should serve Krishna, you should chant Krishna, and you will be happy. And if you are not chanting, remembering and realizing these things, you in your whole life you will never be happy. And you were chanting, but not so much interesting. He only told and not, he never knew more than that. But when you went to another person, and he told the history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, prostitute and Haridas Thakur, and gradually he told the pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami, how gracefully he developed. No? And then he told you the sweet pastimes of Krishna, how Yashoda Maiya bent at him and told him the Supreme Personality of God. Hearing all these things in so many days, oh, you compared that teacher is good or this teacher is good. Can you compare? Krishna has given this intelligence. Then you have belief and a strong belief to him. And you will, I want to make you guru. Can you accept me? Can you initiate me? I know that without initiation we cannot go up. So gradually these things come.
I'm happy with your answer. With your answer, I asking this question because at home, my home, we listen very often to Srila Prabhupada, and my son, I think that he captures that some of the mood that Srila Prabhupada explains through his tape. Coming to you that are so wonderful representative and authentic representative of our Parampara, I think this approach is very significant, especially for my son. And that's why I was asking if there is any special qualification to continue in the same flow with
more clear I want.
His son has listened to many tapes of Srila Prabhupada, so he has developed much faith.
Very good.
Now he's asking, now that he's meeting you, is there any way to help him make it continue his faith?
The flow.
Yes, it is okay. It may be that when his intelligence was not so high and he was reading Srila Prabhupada books, and only he can know something from that, not he cannot go deep at that time. But now his intelligence has somewhat developed. And now he is hearing and he can take something. So, Prabhupada is more authentic, it is true, more authentic. But at that time it may be that he could not have
direct association.
Not understood. But now his attentions has come out. So now he is thinking more and more, and now to whom he is associating, he is realizing more and more. And by this, he will also know that, how glorious was Prabhupada. More. Faith will come more, and more faith will come to this, that to whom he is now hearing. So he should continue.
The daughter being more intelligent, her faith is already growing strong.
Yes. I think.
Your daughter.
What you heard, you can tell something. What he told. I cannot.
You understand perfectly, Mara. Your answer is clear.
I worked with him many years in Colombia.
Yes.
I served him many years in Colombia.
Very good. You are in Colombia?
Colombia.
South America.
We are all in one line. Only some different words, expressing words, but we are in line.
We have one big problem with our congregation here tonight, because so many people here, they're visiting ISKCON temple all the time, and the pressure is, now you're following the Narayan Maharaj.
They are following Swamiji, they are following Krishna, they are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami.
We have to have strong
faith. I don't want that anyone should follow me. I have come to help them to follow Mahaprabhu and to be in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Big family. In the family of Krishna. I am not come to make my family. It is quite wrong. Those who are understanding like this, they are not correct.
So anybody who is saying that this is something different, they have a mistaken intelligence.
No. This is wrong thing.
Even you told Madhavi she should live in the temple. since you should serve ISKCON.
Yes, I'm telling. Am I telling all disciples to be any fair and sharp? But fair, there is more truth and more good association we should try to follow. Krishna has given this intelligence to all. They can. But sometimes this intelligence is covered by any worldly desire. Only this.
I really don't know if it's right to want to live in the temple and just follow the kind way, or is it